This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas. And as you can see, we have a full house here in the studio lounge. And no pun intended, because I said that earlier and people started laughing because we're in Vegas and I said full house.
Okay.
And so we put two and two together. And all right, well, that one fell flat. So let's move on. Let's move on to our audience here. So we got Mel Munsey from Credit Unions First. Mel, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And then from Amico Credit Union, we have Mr. Jeremy Silva. Jeremy, how are you?
Doing very well.
Good.
Good to be here.
Good, I'm glad. And then last but not least, Mr. Dan Daggett, also from Credit Unions First. Dan, how are you over there?
If I was any better, I'd be you.
Wow. I would be you as well.
There you go.
We can switch places. How about that? Well, glad to have you guys here. And so I just found out that Credit Unions First is a brand new CUSO, so congratulations on that. So share with me what you guys do and how you guys are helping out Amico here, and then I'll get Amico's perspective as well. Mel, Dan, who wants to go? Let's go to ladies first.
Ladies
Mel?
First.
All right. Yes, well, we're super excited because we're probably just over 2 months old, and we've just formed this new CUSO. And my history has been in the credit union and the insurance business, and we're trying to find ways to give more money back to the credit union that already exists
well done.
In their portfolio.
Well done. Okay. So, and Dan, you want to add to that?
Yeah, sure. I've worked with Mel for years. We designed a similar product several years back called CU Certified, and now we're moving into the collateral protection with Blanket LSI.
Okay.
And we are fortunate to find a tremendous partner in Amico.
Okay. And so, Amico, why did Amico get involved in this venture?
Well, this is something that, you know, we started having discussions about with one of the founders at the CUSO conference 2 years ago.
And
it was a really intriguing idea, but it was an idea that I didn't really know how to help them start.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought Dan and Mel along to help build this and brought it back to me, and I was like, I love the idea.
Okay.
And really, it's just about bringing more of those funds into the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll speak specifically for Amico.
Sure.
We were leaving about 35% of the collateral protection premiums with brokers and carriers.
Oh, my God.
And that's what happens under really all collateral protection models in the industry right now. With the model that we've helped develop and that we've invested in, you know, Amico is now leaving about 6-7% of mm-hmm. those premiums mm-hmm. with the carrier and the broker, and the rest of that we're able to manage
awesome.
Within the credit union's balance sheet and bring
right.
back as income
so
over time.
Who so who came up with this idea? This is why wasn't it thought of sooner? Because this 35% is a huge number,
significant.
You know, and to bring it down to what was it 6-7% now?
6-7%.
So what sparked the
we
new
have,
idea?
We have two founders, John Jorgensen and Jeff Steinke, and John has been in the insurance business for a long
mm-hmm.
time,
mm-hmm.
and when COVID hit, he pivoted and thought he loves the credit unions, and he was like, there's got to be a way that we can help them. So he was actually, him and his partner were the folks that
okay.
came up with this idea.
Okay.
But they asked us to all put it together for
right,
them.
Right.
But he just knew that there was a better way to do it
mm-hmm.
because we also know how much money the insurance carriers make,
mm-hmm.
which is okay, but all of the credit unions are looking for non-interest income.
Right.
There's money there that
mm-hmm.
they're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
on the outskirts
right,
that
right.
we can help bring back into the fold.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, not only the money that's being paid out in premiums, but we're also finding money in the organization. Jeremy, I'm going to put you on the spot, but maybe you can just talk about from an operational and a losses standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, from an operational standpoint, the blanket LSI program that we've gone with eliminates all of the member friction on the front end. So there's no forced place policies anymore. There's no more member inquiries. There's no more refund processing. Like, all of the noise goes away
mm-hmm.
related to collateral
mm-hmm.
protection, which was a huge benefit from an operational
yeah,
standpoint.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the selling point for the operations group, right? I'm a finance guy. I don't really get too much in the operational aspects. But the other big piece is, as we got to digging into our collateral protection program and adding in these force place policies, is the aggregate amount of policy premium in our loan portfolio and the risk associated
mm-hmm.
with those policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing that and seeing kind of the long-term cost of even what we've done in the past and how that would continue to aggregate and grow moving forward,
mm-hmm.
removing all of that from happening makes a huge difference over the long term from a cost or risk standpoint.
Yeah. So it took a pandemic to think of something like this, as so many things happened during that time, you know? So once again, there's a silver lining to situations like that. So, and so now you guys get to benefit from it and your members get to benefit from it. So that's a wonderful story right there. And you guys are only 2 months old. So,
Interesting thing about the pandemic is we did all of this remotely. Mel hadn't met the two founders until after we were founded.
After they hired me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that says a lot about, you know, the emphasis we put into those and the fact that it can be done.
So what is some of the feedback? Because you're talking to a lot of credit unions here. Right. So what's the feedback that you're getting from credit unions? You're talking
excited.
About when they hear that 35% number down to 6 or 7%. I mean, I think your eyes are going to get really wide on that for sure.
I've talked to a lot of credit union friends that I know even before this conference. I've talked to a lot of people here, and everybody is extremely interested in what we're doing.
I would be too.
For those aspects, because the industry has seen the same models forever, basically.
Yeah.
And this is completely different.
Yeah.
And it takes a little bit of a mindset shift in how you're approaching it.
Yeah.
But the value is certainly there, and I think, you know, from a quick description of what's happening, people get it.
Right, right. Now, this is a question coming straight out of left field, but based on today's trends, we talk about liquidity, the liquidity issues. Does this have any effect, a positive effect on the liquidity issues that a lot of cranes are experiencing right now? Or is it totally unrelated? So, I mean, again, this is coming from way out of left field, but I'm thinking,
It would have a minimal effect on liquidity. It certainly would be a positive effect, but it would be minimal as it relates to liquidity as a whole, just because, you know, when we're talking about premiums, again, I'll speak for Amica, we were sending about $1 million in premiums to the broker and carrier under the old program. And so we've scaled that back where we're sending about $300,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it does make a difference. But when you're talking about,
would it free up some capital?
$1.5 billion from a liquidity standpoint.
I know, but man, there's got to be a little bit of, you know,
but
some
still,
bit of the benefit there.
There's some benefits
for
all
sure.
Around.
Yeah, because that was where my brain went straight to liquidity stuff. Because I don't know if you guys were at GAC just a few weeks ago, that was the hot topic, and it still is a hot topic in our industry. So
will be for a while.
Yeah, I think so for the rest of this year, for sure.
I would just add the indirect impact on liquidity from increased income, increased capital, and being able to grow the balance sheet from a funding standpoint makes a difference.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So where do you guys take it from here? Obviously, we're still in the infancy stage, literally. So what are some next steps for Credit Union First, or Credit Unions First, rather?
Educating the credit unions, educating the CUSOs who are out there. We have it in our blood. We want to help the credit unions, getting that collaboration together, and just reaching out. And like Jeremy was saying, we've got a lot of interest, so we're super excited. You know, it's just a different way of doing it. The blanket LSI has been out there for years. We just created a way to do it better so that they don't send all the money to the brokers. They don't send all the money to the carriers.
Yeah.
So it's,
once again, building a better mousetrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Dan, anything else to add here on your?
No, I'd just say we're not stopping with the LSI. You know, there are other products that the credit union has within their current offering.
Mm-hmm.
And the Navigator platform that Jeff and John had designed is conducive to bringing some of those other products back in-house as well, doing the same thing and just leveraging those for the credit unions.
Cool stuff. Jeremy, anything to add from the credit union perspective here?
I would just say for credit unions out there that are to look into your CPI program, to understand the hidden costs kind of under the surface, hidden costs that are spread out over a long period of time so that you don't really see and realize what's happening, to dig into those things so that you understand what's actually happening in those programs.
Yeah, and now might be a good time to do that type of stuff, you know, as we're kind of weaving our way through this weird economic time and the labor market and stuff like that. Now's a good time to get that stuff done, all that stuff squared away. Mel, anything else to add to wrap up here?
No, it's great to see you again.
Oh, hey, great to see you guys too. Congratulations on the success already, 2 months old, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing a lot more of you guys and a lot more stories like Amico's here for sure. So good stuff, guys. All right, there they are.
Thank you, sir.
Oh my gosh.
Thank
you. If you need some more information, go to creditunionsfirst.org and you can find out a lot of information there. And we'll put the link in the show notes. So
awesome.
Get right to
Thank
it.
You, Mike.
Right on, guys.
Appreciate it.
a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.